Now, friends, as we come here to the 10th chapter, I trust you have your Bible handy where you can turn to it. And I also want to urge you to read the portion that we are studying, and it'll make it more meaningful to you. Also, we would like for you to write in and ask for the notes and outlines. You do not have them. Now, we've come in chapter 10, as we've indicated, to the troubles of David. We've seen his triumphs. He's now become one of the great kings of the earth. And here in chapter 10, we see David defeating both the Ammonites and Syrians, but his motive is not, to my judgment, the best. And this is the beginning of revealing the fact that now that David has been exalted to such a high position that he is letting his feelings carry him along. And here his motive is to avenge the insult to his messengers that were sent to Hanun, the king of Ammon. Now, I'll just read a few verses here to get this chapter before us, and then we move to chapter 11, where we have David's great sin. Now, will you notice, it came to pass after this that the king of the children of Ammon died, and Hanun his son reigned in his stead. Then said David, I will show kindness unto Hanun, the son of Nahash, as his father showed kindness unto me. And David sent to comfort him by the hand of his servants for his father. And David's servants came into the land of the children of Ammon. And the princes of the children of Ammon said unto Hanun their lord, Thinkest thou that David doth honor thy father, that he hath sent comforters unto thee? Hath not David rather sent his servants unto thee to search the city and to spy it out and to overthrow it? Now you can see that these folk had no confidence at all in David. That is, they believed that David intended to attack them. Wherefore Hanun took David's servants and shaved off half of their beards and cut off their garments in the middle, even to their buttocks, and sent them away. Now, my friend, that was an insult. I can't think of anything that'd be more of an insult. But David was a big enough man and now in a position where he actually could ignore this sort of thing. But David didn't do that. Notice what he did. When they told it unto David, he sent to meet them because the men were greatly ashamed. And the king said, Tarry at Jericho until your beards be grown and then return. And when the children of Ammon saw that they stank before David, the children of Ammon sent and hired the Syrians of Beth-Rehob and the Syrians of Zobah, 20,000 footmen, and of King Maacah, 1,000 men, of Ishtob, 12,000 men. They saw that David intended to move now against them. When David heard of it, he sent Joab and all the hosts of the mighty men. Now, David is at this time a skilled general and a warrior that was rugged, and he actually was one of the great kings of the earth. So he was able to overcome the enemy here, and we're told that in verse 18 that the Syrians fled before Israel, and David slew the men of 700 chariots and of the Syrians and 40,000 horsemen. The great slaughter, it looks as if David is really taking personal revenge. So the Syrians feared to help the children of Ammon anymore. Now, this establishes David without doubt as the great ruler of that day.